Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right. This is usually a complete train wreck in all the best ways possible. It is time for the picks. All right, last week, TJ was 7-3, storms to the lead. He's up a game on me.
Rico, what is going on?
You know what? I have too much respect for this man to read his record.
Don't say it out loud.
This is Mike's game. I don't do the point spread. Mike does.
He does
painstaking stuff. I just pick the winners.
You're a money line guy.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
All right, let's get into it. Clemson, number 8, laying 7.5 as they travel to Winston-Salem to take on Wake Forest. We go to Rico Beard.
Well, I'm not a big Wake Forest guy, and I really don't like Clemson, but I think Clemson will win this game, and I think they'll cover.
Over to Kenneth Cott, who, fun fact, TJ, he ate 7 hot dogs before the show started.
Yeah!
That's it?
Oh, don't do that to me. I had a stomach ache. I'm with Rico on this one. I think this is a business trip for Clemson. Give me Clemson.
Over to Hatchet Man.
Sam Hartman's back, but it doesn't matter. Wake Forest sucks. Clemson.
Thomas John Lang, please.
Well, I'm going to go on opposite. Is Ugalele still playing for quarterback for them? I just don't trust him.
He stinks.
I don't trust him in big-time games.
The offensive line stinks, and I got to be honest with you, I hate this game in sum total.
You always get a weird game this time of year anyways. I don't know if Wake Forest wins, but they cover that 7.5.
Mike's taking Wake.
I am taking Wake. Number 10, how about a game I have no opinion on right here? Arkansas, A&M, Jerry World, A&M favored by 2.5? Rico.
Well, I'm going to take A&M based off of how you always say when it looks weird, you just go with
that
it.
That used to work. Cutscene, my record in college.
That's true. So if that's the case, I'm still going to go A&M.
Over to Kenneth Cott.
I don't know if either of these teams are any all that good, so I'll just take whoever's getting the points, and that's going to be Arkansas.
Nuanced analysis.
They just wanted more, Kenny.
Yes.
David.
Any are all that good. Let's just go with Arkansas.
Thank you.
This game blows.
Way to enrich the segment.
This game blows.
TJ.
Well, thank you. A&M's offense looks broken. The defense looks pretty damn good, though. I like A&M in, what'd you say, Jerry World?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take them in front of a home crowd.
Arkansas ranks 123rd in pass defense. I don't know if Max Johnson can do a whole lot throwing those arm punts, but I'm taking A&M. I hate that game. This is my game. USC laying 5.5 at Beaverland, Oregon State. Rico.
Yeah, I don't even see why this is like this. I think USC walks into there and gives Oregon State their first loss. Caleb Williams all day. Yeah,
that's USC. One. Kenny.
Devil's number. Plus, I'm a sucker for a good home dog. Give me Oregon State.
Yes.
It is the devil's number. I'm going Oregon State as well.
Yes. Plus, they have a turnover chainsaw. TJ.
It looks weird. I mean, it feels like it should be a 20-point spread, Rico?
And here's the thing. TJ's correct on these picks. I'm going with him. You can't pick college games to save your life.
Lock of the week, USC
there,
big.
Right there.
Oregon State. I may have to start doing that to pick college games. All right, Minnesota laying 3. They travel to East Lansing. Go ahead, Rico.
I mean, I think this is a referendum game for Michigan State. They have to come out here and prove that last week was an aberration. Give me the Spartans and the points.
Kenny Cott, your selection in this pillow fight.
Yeah, this is a pillow fight, but that head coach won't let them play badly two games in a row. Give me Sparty.
David, noted Sparty hater.
MSU is 5-2 when coming off a loss under Mel Tucker. Underdogs in 6 of 7 of those games. I am going Michigan State here.
Boy. All right, let's go to Wolverine scumbag, TJ Lang.
Mel might be a bleep bleep coach right now, but he's still a better coach than PJ Fleck. I think Michigan State gets right at home.
Minnesota.
The barber.
Maryland.
Row the boat.
Michigan.
Wait, who'd you take?
I took Minnesota.
Oh.
Maryland, Michigan. Michigan laying 17. Rico.
David, am I allowed to pick this game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do it.
Give me Maryland and the points.
Knew it. Mike Locksley's agent is back. Kenny.
Yeah, Michigan at home, fourth team in the nation. I think this number should be a little bigger, so I'll lay the 17.
Hatchet man.
It's not bigger because Maryland's offense will keep it close. Early, Michigan will take the leading big late. Michigan.
TJ.
I think Michigan gets tested for the first time this season. Let's see. I think the next step for this team is how do you handle adversity? Cade McNamara handled it pretty well last year. I think they're going to face a little bit this year. I think Michigan's going to win, but I think Maryland's going to keep it close.
I'm going to Costanza this. I want to pick Michigan, but I'm going to do the opposite and go with Maryland.
Oh! Are you Lockley's agent too?
Sparty!
Right. No, it'll be 52-6 now. I'm the kiss of death.
You are. That's
NFL,
true.
NFL, please. Packers, Bucks. 6 Super Bowl MVPs collide here. Bucks laying 1.5. Rico.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay and the 1.5. I don't know what the Packers are. I think the Bucks are going to win this thing easily.
Kenny Cott.
The aging quarterbacks bowl. I'll take Tom Brady at home. Bucks laying the points.
Dave.
Yeah, I hate both these quarterbacks. I hate Aaron Rodgers more. I hope he gets folded up this weekend. Buccaneers.
Okay.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel. Don't hold back next time, Hatch. Yeah, 6 combined Super Bowl MVPs, 5 of them on one side, though.
I know.
There's too many questions right now for me still with Green Bay's passing attack. Tampa's defense has been pretty damn good throughout 2 weeks. I think this is just a matter of who's a home team.
Best unit is the Bucs defense. And the other issue is it doesn't matter what the Packers do with draft picks and spending, they still can't stop the run. And that's Joe Barry's fault. I'm taking the Bucs. Rams, Cardinals. Rams laying 3.5. Rico Beard.
You know what? I'm going to call it an audible, Mike. I was all set to take the Rams. You have convinced me in the commercial break.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take the Cardinals. I'm going to give me Arizona in a rematch from last year's god-awful playoff game. Give me the Cardinals and the points.
Kenny Cott.
I also was going to take the Rams, but Call of Duty does not come out until October. Give me the birds.
Kyler's good until the video game comes out. Got it. David.
I don't want Lions fans saying I'm hating on them. I'm rooting for them, so I'm going with the Cardinals in this one.
Also, the black quarterback factor. Very important.
Don't care about
picks.
That short guy.
All right. We go to TJ.
Well, Kyler looks like he's finally starting to watch some film, but I still don't trust the guy.
Is he?
I don't. I still think the Rams have something to prove here. At home. I'm sorry. On the road. Oh, maybe. I've got to change my pick. No, I don't. I'm sticking with the Rams.
I think Stafford's elbow's messed up. Their O-line sucks. To hell with it. Give me the Cardinals. Bills, Dolphins. Bills laying 5.5. Rico.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins in the points. As Mike says, at 5.5 is the devil's number.
It used to be.
And I just think that the Bills are going to ride high, but I don't know. Tua just looks like he's going to continue what he did last week. Give me the Dolphins.
Kenny Cott.
I think the Bills are just built different this year. I know that Tua has been good, but give me the Bills.
They're built Buffalo tough. I'm going Buffalo.
Circle the wagons. I haven't seen a team that looks like they can even be within 10 points of the Bills so far this year. I think they win big again.
Bills injuries that TJ informed me of, couple. I mean, Ed Oliver, another one of their D tackles.
Jordan Phillips. Yeah. Micah Hyde.
Look, I'm taking the 5.5. It's a tried and true method that used to work. Dolphins. Ravens, Patriots. Yikes. Ravens laying 2.5. Rico.
And that's what Lamar will be doing in that game. Oh, give me the Ravens.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I tell you what, that's what he was doing in the fourth quarter last week. Go ahead, Kenny.
Something about the Patriots at home. I can't see them losing by more than a field goal. Give me the points.
David?
Two teams that I despise. Wait, Ravens.
That just happened.
It did.
TJ, let's see if you make the right move here.
Patriots explosive offense averaging a whopping 12 points through the first 2 weeks. Baltimore's just too damn good. I'm taking Lamar.
Why is the spread 2.5?
Because they're on the road.
They're on the road, yeah.
Belichick as a home dog, 15-4-1.
It's a new era.
15-5-1.
P-man. No, they stopped the run. I don't know.
No, like, they will be 15-5-1.
You know, you try to elevate the segment.
You do.
I like Rico's thinking, but when I look at the standings, I just can't. But I'm with you, Rico. I think this is one you're going to get right this week.
Hey, I'm going with you, TJ, because obviously.
All right, will you two get a room? Lions, Minnesota, Vikings laying 5.5. I'm with you. No, I like your pick more. I like your pick more. Screw Baltius. Vikings laying 5.5. I love your pick. Oh, can I have some tobacco?
I look at the Lions leaving Ford Field, going on the road for the very first time. Angry Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, the Matterhorn.
Give me Minnesota and the point.
Kenny Cott.
Lions 2-0 against the number. I want to believe in love again. Go Lions.
Oh, my. David?
Devil's number. I'm going against my values. Lions.
Mm.
Good.
Good teams win. Great teams cover. And the Lions are 2-0 against the spread. To make it 3-0 this week. Lions cover.
As much as I want to, I'm going to go Costanza. Minnesota back home after getting their asses kicked.
Short week.
I know. But Jefferson revenge, alien mode. Minnesota lay the 5.5. Those are the picks. You and TJ can hug now and do whatever you were going to do.
We good?
Jealous.
We're great.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.